Okay, we're going to look at that
passage. Hans Ebbu saw the film Titanic 20 years ago, apparently, won 11 Oscars. I've got to be honest, not my sort of film, I have to say. But the two stars are Leo and Kate, Leonardo and Kate. I don't know the characters they play. I've never been that glued to the plot. But imagine now that, say, after 20 minutes of the film, Leonardo and Kate are cutting up, having a kiss and a cuddle. Imagine now one of the Titanic crew rushes into Leo and says, "Don't worry, Leo. Don't worry. I've come to help you. I've come to deliver you. Don't worry, Leo. Salvation has come." Well, he doesn't want to be rescued from Kate Winslet, does he? They're having a lovely time. He doesn't want to be rescued. But 10 hours later, seemed a long film to me, 10 hours later, at the end of the film, the ship is cracked in two and is sinking. Jack is in the chilling waters clinging to a frozen lump of wood. He needs salvation now. He needs he knows he needs rescuing now. He didn't want salvation from Kate Winslet's amorous advances, but he knows he needs saving from the frozen waters now. He knows he needs rescuing. He knows it. And he knows he hasn't got it as he's in the water there clinging to that bit of frozen timber. He knows he hasn't got it. Well, last week we were on Zacchaeus, and the week before we saw how much effort he put in. 2 weeks ago, he ran, he climbed a tree, all those undignified things for a wealthy man. Last week we saw the phenomenal change in his life, tremendous changes to this fella, because salvation affects every bit of a person's life, every facet of their being. And that's what I want to look at, is the cause of the change. Salvation has come to Zacchaeus. Salvation. He's been saved. It's my favorite word by a mile. Saved. When I was in the library in Morriston 20 odd years ago, I read Tony Blair's kind of autobiography, I suppose it was. And it said about his Christianity, how it was nothing to do with salvation. It was about making the world a better place. Well, Jesus is a savior. Salvation is what it's all about. But what does it mean for Zacchaeus to be saved? What does it mean for a person like you to be saved? What's involved in salvation? Because this Zacchaeus is now, according to Jesus, a true son of Abraham. Meaning what? A Jew as opposed to a non-Jew? Jew as opposed to a Gentile? Yeah. But Zacchaeus was already a non-Gentile. He was already a Jew. So what did it mean? Because it's a tremendous truth. And it meant, obviously, the Bible says, Abraham believed God, and God credited that to Abraham as righteousness. All Abraham did was trust. That's all he did. And here's Zacchaeus. He's trusted God. He's trusted God. And that is enough for him. That's enough to be saved. That's enough. The vilest offender, we sang last week, I think, vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. It's that simple. In a moment, God willing, we're going to sing, "Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me." We just sang, "Your grace is enough." So whoever you are, whatever you've done in your life, salvation is possible because his grace is enough. It is enough. You know, think of a simple illustration. Two little girls go with their dad to the swimming pool. Dad gets in. Dad is young. He's fit. He's strong. He's healthy. He stands in the water. They're both on the bank, these two little skinny things. And he says, "Look, Dad loves you. Do you believe that?" "Yeah." "Dad is strong enough to catch you?" "Yeah." "Okay, Dad will look after you. Just jump, I'll catch you." And it's a matter of trust. It's a simple matter of trust. They either trust that Dad does love them, he's strong enough, he's in the right place at the right time, and they'll catch them, or they don't. And if they don't, they won't jump. And if they say, "Oh yeah, I believe everything you say," but they don't jump, they don't actually believe it. It's that simple. And when Jesus said that this man Zacchaeus was a true son of Abraham, the Pharisees must have been furious. This man, a true son of Abraham. No, Jesus. I'll tell you what this man is. He's a sinner. He's a sinner. How can he possibly be compared to Abraham? But of course, Abraham was a sinner. And Abraham trusted God, and the Lord credited to him righteousness. Saved by grace through faith. Now, is that you? Do you know what this salvation is personally? The Pharisees have a hard time from Jesus, not because they were all insincere hypocrites. They weren't. They were, many of them, devout, moral, upright, religious folks. But the problem was they just never saw themselves as sinners. That was the problem. They set the bar much too low. And as long as they were above the bar, they could think of plenty of people who were below it. And inevitably, then you look down on the people who were, they don't measure up to your standards. You know, I remember a long time ago in Aberystwyth in August, Anne and I, we just walked the length of the promenade, big promenade in Aberystwyth, with some Christian leaflets, some tracts, and you could get rid of probably 60 or 70 just walking the length of it. Because there's people everywhere. It was August, and it wasn't raining. It was a rare day in August, in Wales. And I remember there was a lady coming along, a middle-aged lady, and, smartly dressed. And next to her was a younger man, clearly the worse for wear for drink, and still carrying a flag and a strongbow, and looking disheveled. And as we walked along, I was just saying to people, can I give you a Christian leaflet? And most people said, yeah, okay, you know. Came to this lady, I said, can I give you a Christian leaflet? She said, oh, give one to him, love. He needs saving. And that's it, isn't it? See, he needs saving. Look at him, he's in the mess. The inference, well, I don't need saving. He does. Have you seen that you need saving? That we all need salvation. I remember a ladies' group many years ago, 25 years ago, I spoke afterwards to a middle-aged lady. I said, so what do you think of the message of the cross? Tremendous, she said. Okay, right, good, good. I said, you understand the cross? Of course I do. My son is a vicar, she said. Okay. So what's Jesus doing? He's dying for sinners. I said, right, okay. I said, so how does that affect you? Well, it doesn't affect me at all. I said, but you just said he was dying for sinners. Yeah, but I'm not a sinner. He was dying for those who were bad. There's a moral, religious woman who doesn't see her need to be saved. Have you seen your need, though? See, people can sit here and nod in agreement. There's no salvation for nodding in agreement. You need Jesus Christ to come into your life. See, but what specifically do I need to be saved from? God's anger? Yes. I do need to be saved. I sin against people he's created. And he's furious with me when I treat people he's created in his image badly. He's angry with me. I manipulate them and I upset them. I annoy them, and you do the same. Faye Weldon, the author, said she was sitting in church. I think I'm a pretty good person, she said. And then she said, but so does everybody else. So if we're all pretty good, why is the world the way it is? Now, I don't know if she's gone any further than that. But she's seeing something.